The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sachem Daf Beitet. We continue our discussion, Yirtzeh Hashem, of inyanim der negea. The previous year we discussed chinuch vis-a-vis the issur of safinon, of giving a child machol sasurs to eat, of being machshel a child with others. So there are pratim over there that we didn't discuss der negea hilchos Shabbos. We just discussed some of the general themes and how they come into the Tosfos, the Raisa, the Rabban, and when is the Raisa, when is the Rabban. In this good daf, daf peites, there's something else. The Mishnah says, so we're talking about over here shechting four children, the Karban Pesach. The Gemara brings again the Raya of Shmai Mano Yesh Breu. We've discussed that. The Gemara is doing it now. So again, there's a chinuch point over here where the way to train children to Bizoris b'mitzvahs is to give them a shtup, is to give them an incentive. The Gemara is telling us. By the way, there's something interesting over here. In the Dorim, where this idea is brought down, so the Mishnah is brought k'dei lazariz b'mitzvahs. One of them is a zoriz, and the other one, so the Gemara notes that the other one that's not a zoriz is a shofel. We always translate the opposite of a zoriz is an atzlon. It's atzlos. The Gemara defines it as shiflus. Zrizus is the energy that comes from knowing what you want to do and feeling full of it. Not feeling full of it in a bad sense, but when a person has a strong sense of self and a person feels a sense of importance about what he wants to do, that gives him an extra energy boost. That's where zrizus comes from. The opposite of that is shiflus, is a person with a lack of importance in what he's doing. A person who does not feel a pride in what he's doing will not be a zoriz in getting to it. There are people that don't feel an importance in the job they're doing. They get about 2 or 3 hours work done in an 8-hour day. People who feel a sense of importance, a sense of urgency, a sense of mission in what they're doing make 8 hours into 8 hours. In any case, the Gemara by us says Kedei Lazazim and Mitzvahs, there's a chinuch piece in that. And I'd like to discuss for a few minutes the parameters of mitzvahs chinuch. There's an interesting one, like is the Mishnah Brura and the Meshav Dov. The Meshav Dov and the Netziv argue whether a cotton is yoytzi de chivosei betzitzis that were made by him. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says in a few places that tzitzis, the same way they have to be made l'shma, or schach that has to be put on, has to also be put on l'shma, has to be made by somebody who's a bar chiyuv. In order to create a mitzvah object, which is yoytzi de chivosei, the person who's making it has to be a bar chiyuv. The Gemara points out that tzitzis that are made by a cotton apostle. A cotton is not mechuyev b'mitzvahs, therefore he cannot make the tzitzis. What about a cotton who you want to train him how to make tzitzis, how to do the strings of the tzitzis? So what you do is you give him the baggage, you give him the chutin, and you have him make the tzitzis. Legabe his chiyuv is yoytzi de chivosei with tzitzis that are made by him. The Mishnah Brura says yes. That means that relative to the level of his chiyuv, he is a bar chiyuv. If that's the case, he can make the tzitzis. He's Yotze. On his level of Chiyuv, which is only Medabon, which is only Chinuch, on that level, he's a Bar Chiyuv and the Tzitzis are kosher. The Meshav Dov says, no. Tzitzis is Tzitzis. Tzitzis has to be made into kosher deraisa Tzitzis that he has to do, that he needs. And that the cotton has to wear Medabonon. The male of the Tzitzis have to be made by a Godel. But the chiyuv that the cotton has to wear the tzitzis is on the davon. So, when I was about to say tefillin, but tefillin's not a gear because the tefillin, if he paints it, the paint will last into the shas kadusa. That'll be a problem if a cotton paints the tefillin. When we talk about tzitzis, if you talk about a case where a cotton made his tzitzis at the age of 9 or 10, they're not going to last till his bar mitzvah anyways. So then there's a tzad, like we're saying, it's machlokes. The Mishnah Brura and the Meshav Dover, Moran Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal Paskins like the Meshav Dover. He does not hear the Mishnah Brura. In any case, there's a related discussion in the parameters of mitzvah chinuch, whether a mitzvah has to be done, a mitzvah that a child is doing al chinuch. The father's mechuyev to be mechanechim, let's say, to give him a lulav and esrei. Does he have to be a kind of mitzvah with all the prote mitzvahs that are inherent in mitzvahs lulav and esrei? There's a famous discussion regarding the Gemara in Sukkah that Beis of Beis. Over there was Yiloni Amalko being makbid or not so makbid on how her children eat in the Sukkah. The Gemara discusses it back and forth. And the Ritva over there says it's clear from this discussion in the Gemara that mitzvah's chinuch is mechayiv being mechayiv the mitzvah b'chol protel. He says, I wouldn't be ma'arich in this, but yesh habish atoyim b'zeh. They think that you can give for chinuch, you can give some type of what we call today by luv and esrei a chinuch set, which is usually quite possible. It's usually eminently possible. So if that's the case, then one cannot be mechayiv mitzvah's chinuch by giving that to a cotton. The cotton shakes with a luv and esrei, that's problematic. We'll do that also when he's a cotton. But that's by lulav and esrei, that's possible. There's another discussion, seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Brura, about what happens if a child wants, for mitzvah's chinuch, to give a child kedel and aneh, the lulav and esrei, but on the first day of Sukkot, where it's not lochem, there's a chiv mitzvah sem deraisa of lukachtim lochem by yom rishon. The lukachtim lochem tells us that it has to be his. Sheula is not kosher on the first day. On the rest of Chol HaMoed, the rest of the Yontif and Chol HaMoed, the lulav is kosher, even though it's shom. It's only a din of ismach mosnei Hashem shivas yomim. But the din of v'yom rishon, lukach lukach v'yom rishon, has to be done with shaloi. What about a cotton who's not koine? And a cotton being koine is a real problem. Many people have the eitz, so what they do is they have the lulav and esrei, they give it to the cotton as a maton, even though the cotton can't give it back, but it doesn't make a difference, because on the second day, one does not need the mitzvah to be done in the Shema. The problem is, what happens if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you want to go to the Kaisel, and according to some poiskim, the old city in the Kaisel has Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, and it's quite possible that the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be kind of, and the Beis HaMikdash have to be kind of mitzvah of Netilas Lulav Kol Shiva with a Lulav that's Lachem. So if a person would be in Yerushalayim, if a person is in Yerushalayim and he wants to be makne zulav to his child, the child can't be makne back then, because the child does not have a koyach to be makne back as a problem. So maybe give the child without giving it to the child as a matan gemura, even though the child can't be makne. But like this is yet to the mitzvah. So they want to bring a raya from the Mishnah Brura, from the Ritva by Sukkah, which talks about eating in a Sukkah without Rosh of Aruba, which he says is not beseder by a cotton. The only thing is that one can't bring a raya where there's something missing in the Maisa Mitzvah itself. Like, let's say, taking a lulav where the tip is broken, or taking an esrog that has a chosah, that would yet be a problem. But taking the lulav and esrog where it's legami, the tzura of the mitzvah, it's only in concept that something's missing. L'chachim, l'chem, there's nothing physically missing in taking the lulav and esrog. There's something on a lomdusha level. It's not lochem, you weren't koined. That, la dafka kehana, would be mitzvah. The only thing is, if you think about it, this machlokes that we pointed out between the Meishav Dover and the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura seems to be begging the point that the cotton is mekayim the mitzvah in totality. Otherwise, that he's not a bar chiyuva. If a cotton would be able to take a lulav and esrog where he's not yoytze the mitzvah, it only seems he has the tzura being yoytze the mitzvah, then is he a bar chiyuva? That he should be able to make tzitzis doesn't make sense. He's not a bar chiyuva. He has a din to do the tzur of the mitzvah, to be yoytz of the mitzvah, to be a bar chiyuva on a level drabon where he's mechuyiv to take the lulav and esrog. No. That's what we're saying now. If that's the case, then it's pashut that one has to sell like the Meishav Dover, not like the Mishnah Brura, and avada the tzitzis that's made by a cotton will be possible. Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal brings also a Magen Avraham that it's mutter to tell a cotton to be taken on Shabbos. It's mutter to tell a cotton to blow shef on Shabbos. On Rosh Hashanah. What about where the first day of Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos? The Magen Avraham is mechadish. It's mutter to tell a cotton to tkoy b'Shabbos in order that he should be able to blow the next day. The Michas Chinuch argues, and he says that Tosis by us that's mater on the previous daf and daf peches Yisurei Chinuch is only talking about where he's doing a mitzvah that he'll be able to do begadlusoi. What's the mitzvah of doing that he's going to do with Galus? He's going to eat the Karban Mezach. So you can be Mamanim on the Karban Mezach. But what about over here, where blowing on Shabbos is not something that's ever going to be mutter? You're telling us that he could do it because there's a chinuch aspect, he'll be able to blow tomorrow. But blowing on Shabbos will never be a mitzvah, even with Galus. The chinuch says that there's no mitzvah b'chiyai gavna. That's another point. There's what we mentioned from the Ritva. The Choluk on the Ritva seems to be the Tais Yishonim in the Yumadat Pei Gimel Amid Beis. And like we said, the Raya will be from the Meishav Dava. One other point that's interesting is an interesting story. The Taisis that we said on the previous Daf, where Taisis says that Mitzvah's Chinuch will be matter giving the child to eat from the karbet that he's not allowed to eat midaraisa. Giving him to eat will be okay because it's only an issur derabbanan. We point out that safina not of machlokes asurus that are metamtim, therefore it's only an issur derabbanan, that would be mutter l'shem chinuch. There's a famous story with Rabbi Shaul Lev Diskin. It was in Yerushalayim that one year they forgot to take challah off the matzahs. It was Leil Pesach and the matzahs are also b'akfilu. The problem is that Afroshas Chala and Afroshas Trumas and Maizus is also on Yom Tov. How's one going to be matzah the matzahs? The matzahs are all pebble. They're all also to eat. So Bishul Leib Diskin came up with the following eitzah. To be makna to a child who's 12, a chelik the matzahs. What's the point? A child who's 12 is a cotton. He's not mechuyev mitzvahs b'deraisa, except for mitzvahs b'dibur. He's called a mufla sabachlish b'deraisa. He has a din that all his nedarim and all his afroshes, trumas, and maizes, etc., are chal. So you could be makne to him, das aches makne, he's koine the a chelik in the matzis, midaraisa. You don't want him to be koine all the matzis because there's a tzad in matzah that the matzah has to belong to the person who's eating. If that's the case, you give him all the matzis, he's not going to be able to be makne back because the cotton could be koine. Because he has dasachas makna, but he cannot be makna something. A cotton cannot give midaraisa any matonis and such. So what are you going to do? Be makna a chele cotton of all the matzahs of that batch to a cotton. And then the cotton will be able to be mafrish. Trumas and like we say, he's a mufla samaklish, he's 12. He'll be able to be magdish chala, he'll be able to be mafrish chala from his chele connected all the other chalokim. A person could always be mafish in one matzah, in one group of matzahs. He can be mafish part of the whole thing. So too, over here also, he'll be able to be mafish challah on all the matzahs, and that'll be matzah. So that was the Rabbi Shaul Lev Diskin's chab, to be makin to the cotton, his chelik in the matzah, and then he'll be able to be mafish challah from all the matzahs, everything will be mutter. That was Eitzah Rabbi Shaul Lev Diskin. The Tzitz Eliezer from Blaise Yudah Waldenberg, who was nifted a few years ago in Yerushalayim, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, asked the question, why not be matter in the Sugya of Samach Vov, where they have to figure out how to bring a knife, why not just give the cotton to bring the sack in? Shomilo. Chayetz L'chinuch. Chayetz L'chinuch. The whole purpose of that is only L'chinuch. Since you have to know what's called L'chinuch, what's not, we don't have a character in the Chadish, what's yes, the tail is L'chinuch, what's not. It's interesting. L'chinuch shouldn't be any worse than the case that we discussed, which is Yamutif and Mitzvah Chinuch. So these are some minyanim in Chinuch. There's the Isser of Safinon. There's the Chiv to Mechanim Mitzvah Deraisa. Where is there an Isser Safinon? Where is it only an Isser Safinon Mederabonon? What is the Chinuch that one is Mechiv to Mederaisa? What is the level of Chinuch that one is only Mechiv to Mederabonon, etc.?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.